Blackstone Audio presents Pursuit by Thomas Perry. Dedication to Robert Lesher. 1. Daniel Milliken looked down at the 13th corpse. This one was at the back of the restaurant kitchen, dressed in a white uniform with a ridiculous paper hat on his head that was supposed to keep his hair out of the food, and a long apron that had been filthy even before the blood had gushed down to soak it red. Milliken corrected himself. This was the first corpse, and the one a few feet from it was second. The others logically came later. He bent to let the light catch the tile floor just right so he could tell if there had been any wet footprints in the kitchen, but there had not. There were none in the dining room, either. The killer had been here, done his work, and locked the door behind him before the rain had begun. Time in the restaurant had been stopped at, he would guess, around 9:30. The light, misty spring rain had not reached Louisville and begun to gleam on the street pavements until late at night, after Daniel Milliken had finished his speech at the conference and retired to his hotel downtown. He had still been awake and noticed it when the rivulets began to run down the window of his room. He had been frustrated because he needed to catch the plane back to California at 7 tomorrow morning, but he had been too agitated and restless to sleep. He never felt tense while lecturing his own students at the college in Los Angeles, but the audience tonight had been people he thought of as grown-ups. They were serious men and women of his own generation who had heard of him and, at least some of them, read his books. They had come to take a look at the expert, or, more accurately, at the alleged expert. They had listened to his lecture on the interpretation of homicide evidence with a polite attentiveness that he could only call professional. In the faces of the grown-ups, there was always a reserve.